100 word stories.
Oh no, there's coffee all up. Whatever.
Welcome to the 100 word stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual garbage from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's a busted headset, cats fighting in the background, lizards on the countertop, walking through the puddle of coffee, or my horrible sinus and headache issues. The topic this week was mirror. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. The first story is from someone new to 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, and that's Craig of Clever Old Owl. You can check the links in the show notes for where everybody comes from, post their stuff, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, here's Craig and his story. Welcome aboard.
Look at you, you asshole. Look how fat you've gotten. Ugh, what a gut. Turn sideways. Ugh, holy shit, look at that. You look like a bag of flour with little straw arms. Oh, do some weights, or go for a run. Or just get your fat ass up off the couch. I bet you're tired from just standing there. Look, you're sweating, and you're all flushed. Look at those chins. That wispy beard isn't fooling anyone. Oh, I'm disgusted. No wonder women never talk to you, tubby.
Andrew turned away from the mirror, and the hurtful truths his reflection had said.
Whoa, I'm looking in the bathroom for where he's got the audio bug in there. Man, my bathroom mirror is bugged. He transcribed it and he changed the name.
Anyway, thank you, Craig. Actually, I have taken a break. You know, it's been up and down this past frickin' 3 months. What the hell I've been doing? I just had some queso and chips for breakfast. For breakfast. What the hell am I doing? Although in my defense, I've got the coffee, which is good, with a little bit of Bailey's, which is bad. But then this Kroger light yogurt. This Kroger light yogurt, it's like half as much as the Yoplait. Less calories, though. And you get more, which I don't... Whatever. I mean, oh yeah, I don't get the lids to fight breast cancer because, you know, sticking them all over your breast gives cancer or something. I don't know. Just give them the fucking money. Oh, sorry. Where was I? Oh, right. Podcast. Next up is our friend Thomas with his fifth cup of coffee. Oh, I'm on my second cup of coffee and he's already on his fifth? Oh, well, anyway. Here's his story about mirror. And since it's a mirror, he actually sends in two, which are related, but they can work in the... we'll see. We'll see.
Mirror. When Lamont and Beverly checked into the Notel, they had every intention of making a long lunch out of their tryst before going back to work at Walmart. The east wall of the motel room was a mirror. Excitedly, they got right down to business. A few minutes into the fumbling and frantic foreplay, they could hear laughter and catcalls from the room next door. Lamont's member flagged, and Beverly was too ruffled to continue. The room next door was sold out. The Moose Lodge rented the whole room, set up car chairs, and were watching through the one-way glass.
Her views mirrored mine. Although I was not a reporter for the Times, Sylvia Knickerbocker's column echoed my exquisite taste and refined upbringing. Her latest instruction on table settings, the placement of the flatware, the direction of the dessert fork, and the position of the water goblet were just so perfect. I referred to her latest column when I hosted a small luncheon for the Ladies' Auxiliary Board. Blythe, Ruth and Babs were impressed, and I'd hoped they would stay after the meal and share a few tokes of the hookah before we got to work planning the charity benefit.
Oh my God, I forgot to plan the charity benefit. Wait, which charity are we... never mind. Thank you, Thomas. Hold on, let me get this coffee now. Oh yeah. I'm gonna get on my 7th cup of coffee before you finish your 6th. Although, the coffee... Alright, so the coffee pot, I started up, went to the bathroom, and then came back out of the bathroom, entire counter was covered with coffee. Why? Because I left water in the coffee pot to pour into the maker. And then, you know, so you know how much you have. Except I used a glass to fill the... I didn't check. Oh, well. So that's why this is coming out so late. Even though it's early, but it's late. I'm going to walk to Central Market anyway. You know, the Central Market doesn't open until 9. So I do this, and then I walk there, and I've already picked up tricolor grapes. I love grapes. And, you know, the container was like $4 at Kroger. So I'm going to go there. I'm going to get more onions. I've already got hummus. And I use the onions to scoop the hummus. It's healthy, I think. Is it? And I get green pepper, and I get red pepper, and I use that to scoop it. And it's good. I put in balsamic and whatever, and I've got carrots, and I've got celery, and I get lots of garlic. I haven't had microwave veggies for a while because I've been kind of bad. And I haven't gotten a salad recently. I haven't made a salad. Maybe I'll get a head of romaine lettuce and, I don't know, just to... I'm not feeling all that fancy with the salads. I want to take a break from it. But I don't want to take a break from it because I'm going to do steaks and chips and queso like I did before. I mean, at least I got rid of it, right? I haven't bought anything new that's bad. Please? Oh, I should stop whining. Next up is Tom. I wonder... Ooh. Now, I never check before. I should check before, but I don't know whether he's got one of those updates or if it's just a story. Either way, it's good. And he does stuff during the week, too. So he's been backfilling all the previous challenges. I think he's up to, like, 206. So, or 2702, I could look real quick, hold on, waiting for site, and general feed, 208 is what he's up to. So he's chugging along there. So here we go with Tom's story. Are you still listening? I'm babbling again.
Hello, night people, Tom here, and tonight's story is called Mirrors on the Ceiling. You think you got a sucky job? Try spending your days pandering to an over-the-hill diva whom demands her vain self-reflections need bolstering by you. No, I'm not Paris Hilton's accountant. I'm Armando Del Sortos, magic mirror par excellente. I speak only the truth in an Oracle of Delphi way, a sort of cocaine speed mumble. It keeps me from going to pieces. I'm working on a Joaquin Phoenix. How do you like the beard? Nearly slipped the other day, screwed up the order of white and snow. Damn queen dragged a diamond across my eye, bitch.
Ooh, Tom said bitch. Wait, that's going in my clip archive. I'll just click enter and done. What? I keep a clip archive. Ooh, there's like a... Oh, thank you, Tom. There's like a movie that I want to see. It's a new Statham movie where he beats... It's called Jason Statham Beats the Crap Out of Everybody. And, no, it's not Chris Christopherson that's in it. Robert De Niro. Yeah. So they say, like, Academy Award winner Robert De Niro, and then, like, it's a shitty performance. You know how they always do that? Or, like, when they say, you know, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are Academy Award winners in a movie's promos... When they won awards for writing. So Matt Damon can do action, you know, like in the Bourne thing, but, you know, Affleck? Still. Anyway, just, alright. Next up is Gideon. Oh, good, Gideon's back. See, Danny's taking a break, but Gideon's... See, people,
take a break, and then others come in, and then they take a break, and they come in, and they spell you. It's like tag team wrestling, except it's like WrestleMania, where there's 20 wrestlers. Well, actually, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 13 wrestlers. No, wait, no, don't count them. 12. 12 wrestlers coming in. Wow, got a zit on my knee. Oh, you didn't need to know that. Here's Gideon and his story, as read by the Midget.
I loved the amazing work Haley Mills did in The Parent Trap, especially the scene where she and her twin sister pretended they were posing in front of a mirror. Many weekend afternoons were spent with my sisters trying to emulate that act, matching poses and facial expressions. Although it works better when you are twins of the same gender, it was still fun and a fond memory. 50 years later, I've decided to try it again, but I want to do it right. I need someone as my identical twin, my Haley. Unfortunately, Haley Barber is not available.
Well, I don't know. I could, put some gray in my beard and lose a few pounds. Oh, sorry. thank you, Gideon. And, I gotta tell you. All right, so I was up by, 40 points on him with Words with Friends, and I got all cocky, and I opened up a triple word, and then he puts down hex, because I knew he had an X and an H. And then I didn't realize, oh, wait, he has F-A-M-E. But he doesn't have a U and an I to do, across and down with that. But still, he beat me by one. That was just I was walking home from Kroger. I'm like, wait, hold on. So anyway, if you want to challenge me, Words with Friends, be sure to go to Words with Friends, look up Is Full of Crap through the application, or through Facebook, Lawrence.S.Simon. If you need to add me as a friend to there, just let me know who you are, because I'm a little crazy and paranoid with that kind of stuff. Oh no, oh my god, somebody trying to do privacy, but no, you cheer everything up, but Zuckerberg! That's okay. What they're doing with privacy settings is making the interface so complex and confusing that no one actually knows how to get to anything anymore. So, but Gideon, you also play him, Gideon McMillan. So maybe I should, everyone, put how to play Words with Friends with each other in the comments. There! That's a prompt! You still won't do it. Next up, it looks like, I think he lets it known that he is Xerxes, but anyway, here is a story from someone that didn't end up recording it, but he wrote, so it's Jeff, and he, I post him to Google Plus, and he's one that, oh, that's a good one, plus one, plus one, plus, he's like the king of plus one. He should be like plus one Ninetales. So, not that that's bad. I don't mind when people plus one it, but, sometimes I just want people to put comments here. That way, it's like, oh, it's a blog with I should just turn off comments. And, I've turned off the polls because it's like they're broken half the time. Poll, what is it? Poll daddy, poll host, poll schmageggy, whatever. Poll pot. It's more like poll pot. Here's Jeff's story before I dig myself further into a hole.
I lean heavily on the bathroom sink, looking into the basin as if searching for answers. I look up into the mirror and stare into my reflection for a long time. I feel a burning sensation in my eyes that I try to blink away. That is when the tears start to form and flow from my eyes and over my tired cheeks, dripping slowly into the sink below. How did this happen? I lost my job. I lost my car. I lost my house. I lost my children. I lost my way. At least I still have my tears.
Aw, Jeff. Hug? And Midget. No, you were trying to get the Midget to say these things. He lost his job, his car, his house, his children, his way. Wait, no, he hasn't lost his job. He's still reading the stories here. Stupid Midget. Whiny little shit. Oh, sorry. Little commentary there. Right, the Midget. It's not like it's, International Midget Day. Is there an International Midget Day? I don't know. I gotta look that up. N-T-N, you know, Google it, International Midget Day. International Midget Day, Burley House. It is June 12th. So there's International Hug a Midget. But I don't think this is really... Okay, hold on. The MG Midget, an Austin Healey sprite. Okay, so that's not the kind of midget I'm thinking of. I mean, you go, honk, honk, but that can't, you know, you do that 100 times and, you know, what? Huh? Okay. I'll shut up now. Time for Zach Man. Yes, Zach Man. He didn't record his story. If he did record his story, he didn't attach it. And I certainly didn't go like, oh, crap. Because I just put these in a folder and then, like, go traipsing along my way during the week. You know, woo-hoo, gotta go to work. Woo-hoo, gotta go to sleep. Woo, what? What is it, Bruin? What is it, Bruin? Well, poor boy, you want to go outside? Well, poor, yeah, okay, you can go outside when Mommy wakes up in 6 hours. All right, so here we go with Zachman's story.
When I look in the mirror, is it really me? Yesterday I looked and saw a young muscular man with sun-bleached hair. This morning, when I shave, I see a fat middle-aged man with monster eyebrows having some gray eyebrow hair sticking out at angles to the brown. At least most of my gray is in my whiskers and goes away as I shave. Now to put some rubbing alcohol on my face and grab my phone. Hello, maintenance? Would you please check my electronic mirror? I believe the see-yourself-as-you-think-you-look feature is broken.
No, it's not broken. Not at all. It works fine. Thank you, Zach, man. God, the midget is getting a workout. He's not going to be a fat little pudgy stump bucket anymore. He's going to be a lean, mean midget machine. Maybe an MG midget. Or an Austin Healey sprite. And roaring up to the podcast in an Austin Healey... I actually listened to the audio quality of this podcast. Yeah, my... I need to go back into the other room and set up the mixer and set up the microphone. And if I'm going to do anything with this thing, maybe I keep the poor audio quality going, because I realize people are out there just running around and, you know, there's already noise going on. It's not like they're having listening parties in Carnegie Hall with this crap, okay? Well, with my crap. Your stories, maybe. But my stuff, my rambling, no, they probably skip it. You probably have, you know, Ira Glass in there. Okay, this is Ira Glass. And I just, no, really, act one, editing out the garbage. So, we've got this podcast that we listen to every now and then here at WBEZ in New York. We don't really care for it. But, you know, there are stories. They bring in stories. You know, we bring in stories. They bring in stories. And see. That's not how to do it. Anyway, here's Chris Monroe, a.k.a. Muncie, at Muncie. You know, Muncie! I can't stop saying that. Okay, hold on. Wait. No, just hit play.
Attention podcastallions and podcastinettes. Muncie speaking regarding his weekly podcast prompt story. Prepare yourselves for 100 words of that thing I do. 100 words will commence in 3, 2, 1. Mirror, mirror. By Chris Monroe. I don't know if I'm the evil twin. I mean, I don't feel evil. And I have all my memories from before the teleportation accident, so that should make me the original, right? On the other hand, does anybody self-identify as evil? And my twin did also claim to be the original, though now he's dead. Tell you what, I'll let you cast the tie-breaking vote. Sound good to you? Promise me you won't scream, and I'll take the gag out of your mouth so you can tell me which one of us you think's the evil twin. More of my writings, as always, are available at munzeestories.blogspot.com. More of my dick jokes and occasionally inspired bon mot available on Twitter as MunzeeMunzee. Talk to you next week.
There you go. Quick. Tight. Yeah! Thank you, Muncie. You see, that's... People have different styles with their stuff. Some people get the, hello, how are you doing, a little update. You know, that's cool. That's Tom's thing. Then you have Zachman, who, when he records, it's like he just goes right into it. And then Norval Joe with and a few things about Flying Island Press. See, it gives people an idea of what you do, how you do it, the love that you put into it, and how to get the hell out of here and get to some real quality work that you produce on your own site. We're like the Grand Central Station of short-form fiction here, I'd say, except it's more of an abandoned platform and things growing between the tile. You know, I got that Kaboom foam, the stuff that starts blue and turns white when it's ready. It's not ready. You still have to scrub. You can't just, you know, wipe it off. Whoa! It's... No. And they have this stuff up on a real high shelf at Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to go get the stepladder. Stepladder's stuck. You know, they've got it tied to the wall because, you know, they don't want people grabbing it. So I look around, and then there's this extendo grabber. You know, they're selling this $10 extendo grabber. So what do? I grab an extendo grabber. I reach up, grab one of the cans, pull it down. You know, they've got these stepladders all around, and yet they're selling extendo grabbers, and they should be showing how useful the extendo grabbers is by putting everything up on high shelves and having people reach up with the extendo grabbers. You know, wouldn't that make sense? No? Yes? Maybe that's what they were doing. They were saying how clever of a monkey I was. Except instead of a banana, it was Kaboom foam, which I gotta tell you leaves a bad aftertaste. But my teeth are still falling out. Oh, next up is we have Paladin 283, or Paladin, 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 Palin. Something like that. So, Paladin, this isn't the first time Paladin's been here. I think Paladin sounds familiar. I forget too. And sometimes people forget about this podcast. I mean, when was the last time you heard Raoul do one? You know? He's got a pretty voice too. Oh, so here is Paladin. Paladin could be a girl. No, probably not. So here. Why do I insist on sticking every foot in my mouth? The left and the right, and then, well, then the left again, and the left again. Ugh.
Do you ever look in the mirror and wonder what the other guy is thinking? Probably not. But you probably don't have a mirror like mine. There's more to see than just me. At first it was little things like a towel or a bottle out of place. Then the wall was the wrong color. One day there was a fire. One day there were distant trees shaking, not from the wind. Every day I'm there, looking at myself. I wonder if he looks at me and wonders what I'm thinking.
You say Paladin, I say Paladin. Let's say the whole thing's thank you. So, thank you, Paladin, Paladin, thank you, pal of mine. Okay, I've got a question. How many about you, raise your hands here. It's a admit your total geekery. How many of you were a paladin in D&D? All right, now how many of you who were paladins had Holy Avengers? Every one of you. You know, none of you were like, you know, this thing gives me so many benefits, but ooh, look, oh yeah, I want this Morning Star. Yeah. No, I don't want that sword. That's just... So stereotypical. That's just, you know, totally... You know, I want to be the paladin with a morning star. Yeah. Yeah, no, I just... You know, I keep swinging the sword. I hit him with the flat of the blade. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Yeah, I was never any good with that. I'm holding the... You know, my hands are bleeding. You're holding the wrong end of the Holy Avenger, stupid. It's like, oh, they never taught this in paladin school. Yeah, they don't even... You know what else they don't teach in paladin school? Greek. You know, I'm going, it's all Greek to me. Whoa. Something just chimed. Was that? Uh-oh. Uh-oh, this isn't good. Okay, well, I need to hurry up with this. Next up, oh my God, he's back. He sent his kid in last week, but this week, it's the real deal with Steven the Nuclear Man. Ooh, and it's something, is this from the Crimson Pact? Crimson Pact is his new thingy, you know, the book. And anyway, here's Steven the Nuclear Man.
He stares at me, tied and gagged in my basement, and I remember. The first time I heard my father's voice and my own laugh, The first time I realized I was turning into my dad. This thing. Clone. Son. Whatever. It's different. It stole my mannerisms. It's a distorted mimicry. This thing doesn't think. It just pretends. It thrusts itself into the nests of our hearts. Like a cuckoo, it shoves everything else aside to fall to the ground. And then it feeds. This thing isn't like me. I see the difference. It's a funhouse reflection. Bullets shatter mirrors.
Wait, bullet shatter mirrors? Ooh, this could be fun. Okay, so I'm going to go back to the bathroom. Thank you for this. I mean, it's a great. I did not know that. Cool, that's great advice. Ooh, you won't hear that on Martha Stewart. I mean, Martha Stewart, it's like, you know, hey, you can put the flowers here, or, ooh, this is a nice thing you can put over a table, or I've got this great recipe for the fall. But no, bullet shatter mirrors. That's the kind of thing you won't even hear on Oprah. Well, okay, maybe you will, now that she's off the air, and it's, ooh, I can say any, Rosie, now that bitch, she'll say, God, she'll break anything. What? Does Maury Povich? Whoa. I'm just getting more messages. This is not good. All right, so here we go with, I'm just going to, you know, thank you, Stephen, and Norval Joe. And, you know, hey, I think he's got that harmonica ready. You know, everyone, I think, should have their own musical opening. Maybe next week we can make that an attempt at a, okay, maybe not. That takes effort. Right, Norval Joe.
Hello, this is Philip Morgan O'Carroll of Flat Island Press, and I've been away for a week. Someone has been messing with my mixer. Let me see if I can fix it.
Okay, I think I'm back now. That sounds more like me, I think. Like I say, I've been in Las Vegas for a week at a business convention. But whilst there, from the help of my friends at Flying Island Press, we finally got the autism acceptance issue up and running. Thanks a lot to Zach Rax, to Zach Ricks, to Jeff Height, J.P. Lozier, and all those other people who have helped out. It's only up in PDF, Mobi, and EPUB right now. We'll be working on the audio. At least I'll be working on the audio for the next probably 2 or 3 months. If you're interested in supporting the autism acceptance issue, you can find it at www.flyingislandpress.com/autism. Thank you very much. In the meantime, here is my story for the weekly challenge number 238. Weekly challenge number 283 with the prompt of mirror. Here we go. Rudy Giuliani looked in the mirror and he didn't like what he saw. He saw nothing. I've faded away, he muttered, and tried to think of anything he had accomplished in the last 10 years since the fateful 9-1-1. Nothing but propaganda and double talk. Change is not a destination, just as hope is not a strategy. And it's about time law enforcement got as organized crime. Who writes this crap? He asked himself. Wanting to do something worthwhile, he did a quick internet search, opened his word processor, and began to type. Lawrence Simon looked in the mirror. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Stop.
Well, thank you, Norval Joe, for, you know, I said, oh, the harmonica is the signal. It's like he doesn't do the harmonica because his mixer got messed up. Whoever mixed up his mixer, I'm gonna... Never mind, Rudy Giuliani would call it terrorism and then try to make a few million bucks on it in a speaking tour. Who? What? Huh? Don't get me started on that jerk. Just, oh no, I'm, you know, here for my family and all that, and I can't run against Hillary, you know, that I can still go around the world and make a few million bucks in speaking tours, though. Sorry, I can't run for the Senate. 11 years on, and he's still a jerk. Whatever. I'm mayor of the world. No, you're jerkwad. Yeah, I know, that's a highly unpopular opinion, but especially among Tea Partiers like me. Yeah, that's right, I admit it, but I'm not one of those racist Tea Partiers. I mean, you know, most Tea Partiers hate blacks. I hate Samoans. Bastards. God gets my blood up. Sorry. Oh, right. Oh, yeah, TJ. Oh, yeah, and I still have some of the old magnets left, so I'm going to, you know, TJ sent me his address, so I'm going to send it to him, and then I'm going to post his address online, and so all of you can send him stuff. No, I would never do that. Yes, I would. No, I wouldn't. Yes, I would. No, I wouldn't. That's, no, what? You know, if I actually bothered editing, I would have that come out of two different sides of the audio. It would be like, back and forth. So you're just going to have to imagine that or swing your head wildly, which I know you already do. Like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. So anyway, here's TJ and his story. And I'm trying to pick which story is going to be on the next magnet. Any suggestions for what story should be on the next magnet? And then I'll work up the art for it. And it'll look real pretty. Maybe I'll do the one on Night on the Beach. Maybe I'll do that one. That one's nice and sad, and I can get that scene quite well. So, but you pick it. Here, that's the challenge. But before the 7th anniversary of the podcast, we'll have a 7th anniversary magnet, commemorative magnet, and that'll be in May. And so we've got plenty of time to choose what story will be on it. So there we go, and I'll make a page on it on the podcast. What was your favorite? So for the 7th annual, whatever, I should have had annual magnets up to this point. I just, you know, like limited edition, like I'd do 50 of them, but you know that was so 7 years ago. I could have done that before. Whatever, I suck. But we'll have one. Maybe I'll say, you know, this one will be the 6th, and then choose the 7th. There you go. How's that? That work? Okay. So here we go with TJ and his story.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, here with this week's installment of
Adventures in Normal Dating.
In this week's adventure, Svetlana. No, I recognize the e-musical chair's service is free to look, but I wanted to get a sense of who else is actually looking before I give you, what is this, $277 for the first 3 months? I've got to pay e-musical chairs the equivalent of like 5 or 6 first dates up front to meet people I don't know even exist. You could have hired profile trolls to create fake profiles that sound too good to be true until you get my money, and then... beep! It's Svetlana from Warsaw with profile close-up of wart in mirror, and that's it. All right, fine.
Oh, hey, do you have Svetlana's number? Oh, sorry. Thank you, TJ. I'm just looking up on the site here what it's going to take to put in a magnet. What I'll do is I'll probably do like a run of 50 of them, and then folks can go like, oh, okay, I want one, I want, and then when all 50 are out, they're done. It'll be the first 50 people that say, I want a magnet, and I'll send them for free. How's that? So I'm going to get the page ready on it. And just, I guess, if folks will just suggest up what stories they want to see on it, and I'll work it up. And I'll have it done by Christmas. How's that? It'll be like, you know, we could have a Christmas magnet with one of my sick little stories, perhaps. I don't know. What do you think? Maybe a Halloween one. Ooh, a Martin Luther King magnet. Yeah. Or, I don't know, what holiday do you think it should be about? Your choice. You choose it by choosing the story. But until then, we've got this guy named Planet Z, and he's got a story for you. And then we'll wrap it up, and then you can, you know, you won't vote because there's no polls anymore. You'll just not post in the comments which ones you like, or directly email people saying, ooh, this one, you know, you could use the, you know, saved five words and then put in, I love Mr. Chips, damn it. And you could put them in there. So here's Planet Z.
I asked the priest where the monster was. He said,
in the mirror.
When you look at it, or when I look at it?
Anyone.
So I looked at the mirror and saw the monster there. He was furry, blue, and had big, round, white eyes. This isn't a mirror, I said. This is a painting of Grover the Muppet. The priest stepped next to me, looked at the painting, and laughed. What's so funny? I asked.
I thought that was me, said the priest.
He rubbed his big red paws over his fur and left to light some Vespers candles.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about mirror. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Until next week, when the topic will be coffee, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.